Hey there, come on in, make yourself comfortable. My name is Gary Zimak, and we are today entering in to day 12 of our 33-day preparation of total consecration to Jesus through Mary. Glad to have you with us today. Today we also end the first phase of the preparation. The first 12 days is devoted to recognizing and ridding ourselves of the spirit of the world. We acknowledge in this first 12 days that the world in which we live has an influence over us, whether we like it or not. That's reality. St. Louis de Montfort, in his plan for preparation to total consecration to Jesus through Mary, prescribed that the first 12 days of this preparation be spent focusing on this reality. Because if we try to deny it, we're kidding ourselves, and we're going to end up in trouble, because unless we recognize that, hey, the world has an influence over us. Yesterday we talked about St. Peter walking on the water and focusing on the storm. He was focusing on those very real physical waves that he was experiencing at the time, instead of on Jesus. If we do that, we're going to lose sight of our purpose in life. Our purpose in life is to get to heaven. That's why we're doing this total consecration. We are, through total consecration to Jesus through Mary, giving our Blessed Mother Mary permission to work in our lives and turn us into saints, which means that we'll be in heaven. That's what a saint is. You don't have to be a canonized saint to be a saint. Everybody who is in heaven is a saint. Now, if you don't make it to heaven, God forbid, in your life, I'm going to put this to you, tell this to you point blank, not going to pull punches. If you don't make it to heaven, your life was a failure, period. So the reason I tell you that is because we don't want to set our expectations too low. God created you in order to live with him in heaven. That's why you're here. So we need to be able to step back from the world, need to be able to step back and recognize that there's a bigger picture here. You weren't created just for this world. Yes, you can find God in this world, and you should find him. The kingdom of heaven exists in this life too. Sometimes it's hard to see it, though. So we need to become aware, and one of the best ways that we become aware is to make sure we're taking time for the Lord every day. By making total consecration, you're asking the Blessed Mother to help you, to help you to grow closer to the Lord, to help you be more aware that your Father in heaven wants to provide for you and wants to help you, and that also that the Holy Spirit, who lives inside of you, how cool is that? The Holy Spirit, God, one of the three persons of the Holy Trinity, lives inside of you and wants to direct your paths, your steps, so that you can make it to heaven. You know, I mean, when you think about it, it is mind-boggling. So we have all this assistance. We just have to take advantage of it. That's what total consecration is all about. By myself, I can't become a saint. Neither can you. We need to accept that. And we also need to keep our focus on the Lord and not lose sight of the fact that Jesus Christ is bigger than any of our problems. That with Jesus Christ, we can experience peace, even in the midst of turmoil. That with Jesus Christ and the help of the Holy Spirit, you and I, sinners, people who sin every day, can still make it to heaven. What a great blessing that is. We can't lose sight of that fact. So that's what we're doing here. So we wrap up today the first period. Congratulations, you made it through the first period. Yay. You keep taking this one day at a time, you're going to see this will be a really powerful event in your life. And I'm so glad that we're able to do it together on this podcast, because a lot of times, let's face it, if you have a book and you're doing total consecration with a book, you're going to start to there are going to be days when you'll be tired and you'll just blow through the material. I want to try to help you not do that, because that's a trap we can all fall into. So I try to keep it simple each day, following very much, very strictly, because I've done this for the past 5 years. This is the sixth year that I've led total consecration and renewed my total consecration. I want to make sure we adhere to the guidelines set forth by St. Louis de Montfort in his book, True Devotion to Mary. He never came up with a day-by-day approach. That's why there are a different number of books. we're using the best of the best this year. And I'm supplementing it with some other information that I've learned through the years. I mean, this is a process that I have grown with this process each year. And that's the way it'll be for you, too. Each year you make your total consecration, you're going to get something else out of it. That's the point. So don't begin to panic when you think, well, I missed a day and my head really wasn't in it this day. Just do your best. Don't panic if you miss a day or two or three or four or five. Again, I'm going to say this often because I don't want you to quit. One of the big temptations is that you're going to think, I missed a day. Why should I continue? Please continue. It really is worth it. And, you know, just try your best, understanding that you will never make on this earth a perfect preparation for total consecration. It's never going to be perfect. Do the best you can. That's why you're called to renew it every year by going through this whole 33-day preparation period again. That's good, right? That takes a lot of the pressure off. So today, we'll as we close out this first segment, I want to follow up with some more thoughts on anxiety from yesterday. Use some of that material that we talked about yesterday because it's a huge problem. The temptation to worry is a very, not only a very real temptation, but it's one that will take you away from the Lord. No doubt. You begin to worry, you're in a different place than where you should be. Because Jesus wants you to walk with him every day. If you believe, and if you believe that Jesus Christ is all powerful and that he loves you, there is no need to worry. Well, why do we worry? It's because we lose sight of that fact. It's Peter walking on the water, successfully doing the impossible in the eyes of the world, right? Walking on the water, a fisherman, because Jesus called him to step out of the boat. He did it. He's doing okay until what? Until he takes his eyes off Jesus and focuses on the waves. And then he begins to sink. That's our story. We do that every day. The beautiful thing to remember is that just because you slip up, that's not the end of the story. Peter began to sink, and he cried out to Jesus, and immediately Jesus saved him, and he grabbed him, and he pulled him to safety. And then he said, hey, Peter, where's your faith? That was justified. Jesus really needed to say that, and the same message is for us. We mess up every day. We forget. We begin to worry. What I want to do is try to get you to the point, and look, it's not just me. It's just this is me speaking, but eventually, you're going to depend on the Blessed Mother to help lead you to the Holy Spirit, who will help to instill this sense of confidence in you, confidence in the Lord's power. That's what you need. And you need this reminder that when you begin to panic, when you begin to sink, to turn right back to the Lord and say, hey, Lord, save me. I'm drowning. You do that and you're going to be fine. And that's my goal here. And that's what total consecration will help you with. I want to remind you again that I'm dependent on your donations to keep going forward with my full-time ministry. So if you like what we're doing here on the program, if you'd like to see it continue, I would ask you to please, please, please prayerfully consider making a donation to my work. You can do that securely by going to followingthetruth.com. I definitely need some monthly sponsors, so if you're able to do that, if you're able to pledge a certain amount per month, now you can cancel it anytime. There's no obligation. You can cancel it whenever you want. If you could do that, if you could become a monthly sponsor, I would very much appreciate that. Or if you're unable to do that and you could make a one-time donation, it's very much needed and appreciated. You do that by going to followingthetruth.com and just click on the donate page. You go to the donate page. You can donate securely through PayPal right there. Again, I don't like talking about money, but I need this. I need your support, your financial support, in order to keep going forward with my work. I know the Lord wants me to do this, and because he wants me to do this, I have to humble myself because I'm a proud guy, and I have to admit, I can't do this. I can't do this by myself. I've blown through, in 5 years of full-time ministry, my savings. So this is why I have to turn to you. And the Lord's providing. He's providing through your generosity. So I want to throw this out there. If you could help me, I would be very grateful. Followingthetruth.com. Just click on donate. Also remember that if you're somebody who shops from Amazon.com, if you would just use the Amazon link on my website for all of your purchases, I get a little percentage out of anything you buy. And it costs you nothing. Nothing changes for you. I don't get to see what you buy. But if you just use the link on followingthetruth.com, it's an Amazon image. You can't miss it. On the right-hand side of every page, that helps me out as well. And if you're somebody who likes good coffee, as I do, check out Mystic Monk Coffee, available at followingthetruth.com as well. These are ways that you can help keep my apostolate going financially, and I'm very grateful for your support. Okay, let's get right to it. Let's begin our prayer. Let's begin with our prayer, invoking the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and enkindle in them the fire of your love. Lord, send forth your Spirit, and you will renew the face of the earth. O God, who did instruct the hearts of your faithful with the light of your Holy Spirit, make us responsive to his inspirations, so that we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolations. Through Christ our Lord, amen. Our Lady of Sorrows, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint Louis de Montfort, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Now you may notice that I invoked Our Lady's intercession under the name Our Lady of Sorrows today. Today we celebrate the memorial of Our Lady of Sorrows, and I think it's appropriate. This is another one of those Marian special feast days that occurs each year during the time that I do the total consecration. It's important to recognize that Mary was no stranger to suffering. And when you talk about ridding yourselves of the spirit of the world, you're going to have to learn to deal with suffering. Suffering is a part of life. You're going to find it every day in some form. It could be bad traffic. It could be unpleasant weather. You could be tired. You could be hungry. You could not like the food that you have to eat. You could be suffering from a serious illness. There are so many different ways that suffering will manifest itself to you every day. And the Blessed Mother understands what suffering is all about. If you look at her life, you're going to see tremendous suffering in Mary's life. However, and this is important, if you stay close to the Lord, and you talk to him each day, you can experience his peace even in the midst of extreme suffering. So that's incredibly important. It's incredibly important for us to remember, especially as we acknowledge the world's influence over us. The world's message is, if you want to be peaceful, you cannot have problems. The only way you can experience peace is for all of your problems to go away. That's unrealistic. That's not going to happen. That's why so many people go through life being miserable. So many people go through life being miserable because they're waiting for all their problems to go away. Our message, on the other hand, is much more uplifting, that with God, all things are possible. Amen? So let's continue to ask the Blessed Mother to help us. She can help us during this preparation phase as well as during after we make total consecration. So right now, we're going to ask for her to continue to help us, and especially to deal with the problems that face us on a daily basis. Yesterday we started a discussion on the world's anxieties. I'd like to end this first 12-day period by once again focusing on this. Even, you know, it's my specialty. I speak a lot about overcoming anxiety. Several of my books deal with the subject. I have a new book coming out in a few months called Stop Worrying and Start Living. It's a 365-day devotional coming out from Dynamic Catholic. But look, this is a problem. It's a problem, and it takes us away from God. That's what our worries do. So we need to refocus, and that's what we're going to continue to do today. Two kinds of peace. There are two kinds of peace. Let's read this. After the Last Supper, Jesus said, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Not as the world gives do I give it to you." Jesus speaks of two kinds of peace, his peace and the world's peace. The difference is this. The peace of Jesus lasts day after day. The world's peace quickly fades. Let's pause. Let's think about that for a minute. The peace of Jesus lasts day by day. Now, look, whether or not you can accept this, whether or not you are in a position to really accept this, don't focus on that now. What I want you to focus on is the promise that if you are able to experience the peace of the Lord, your peace, your happiness, your joy will not be dependent upon external circumstances. Now, whether or not you think you can get there, isn't that a fantastic place to be if you can get to that place where no matter what happens to you, your peace remains the same? That doesn't mean you won't shed a few tears. You might be upset. You might be sad. But ultimately, you know in your heart that you've got the answer, and the answer is Jesus Christ, who does not change. That's the peace that the Lord wants to give you. The peace of the world, it doesn't last. You wake up, it's a beautiful day out, the weather is nice, the sun's shining, you're peaceful, you're happy. You got money to pay your bills, you're happy. But the minute you have a financial disaster, the minute it's pouring rain, the minute your health is threatened in some way, the world, the peace of the world will go away because it's dependent upon external circumstances. You want to get to the point where you are unaffected by what's going on in the world in terms of your peace. You will not get there by yourself. You're only going to get there with help, with the grace that the Lord gives you. It is a process. So, you know, it's more of a spectrum. I wouldn't expect to get to a point where absolutely nothing at all bothers you. But if you can get to a point where things bother you a little less, hey, I'm all for it. How about you? That's where we want to be, right? We want to be at that point where I'm not as affected as I used to be. And you want to continue to make progress. How do you do that? You grow closer to Christ. You get to know him better. You read your Gospels every day. You get used to reading the Scriptures. You get used to going to daily Mass if you can. You go to adoration. You go to confession. You pray. You start doing these things, and you are going to grow closer to the Lord. And as a result, what happens? You get more peace. So let me continue with this. When a person has money and position, he can claim, I have it made. He overlooks two things. First, his life will always change. Time marches on. Secondly, external goods do not satisfy. They give only the world's peace. The human heart searches for the infinite, lasting peace that only Jesus gives. You know, I want to dwell on that for a minute because it's a very important concept. You know yourself. Did you ever really want something? And you just really wanted something, you go out, you buy it, or you somehow acquire this thing that you wanted, or a new job, or something really great. 2 days later, you've already forgotten about how much you wanted it, and you're already moving on to the next thing. That's human nature. That's our fallen human nature. That's what we tend to do. We pray and pray and pray, oh Lord, please grant me this, please let this happen. It happens, and what happens? We move on to the next thing. That's our tendency. And these things that we think are going to make us happy, they end up not making us happy for very long. Sure, in the short term, we buy a nice new car, we're happy. Wow, I love this car. It really makes me happy. Until we have to park it in a parking lot. Then we're freaking out because we're afraid somebody's going to damage it in some way. Same thing with money in the bank. I got all this money in the bank. Yay, I can relax. I can kick my feet up. But then I get an unexpected bill, a large medical bill, or a problem with my house. Wait a minute, now I'm a little nervous. The money that brought me so much comfort, that's being threatened. And we have to ask the question, are we setting up idols for ourselves? Where does our comfort lie? Does your comfort lie in the promises of Jesus Christ, or does your comfort lie in possessions or things or sort of status that you have? Where is your comfort? Where is your sense of security? Where is your source of security, I should say? It has to be with the Lord. So even if you're not at that point and you recognize you have a problem, I say great, because you're not going to get to that point by yourself. You're going to get to that point with the help of the Lord. It's why you need total consecration. That's why it'll help. So recognize the fact that you will be incredibly peaceful if you are not dependent upon external circumstances, right? Recognize that. Don't worry about how you're going to get there. Leave that up to the Lord. Your job is to grow closer to Him. He'll get you there. How do you get close to Him? Through the Blessed Mother. The Blessed Mother will get you closer to Jesus. She'll help you know the Holy Spirit. She'll put you in touch with your Heavenly Father. Because remember, the Blessed Mother was greeted by an angel in Luke chapter 1. The angel announced, you have been chosen to become the mother of the Savior. The Blessed Mother was able to trust God. And the pregnancy came about through the power of the Holy Spirit. She knows the Trinity. She's going to get you to where you need to be. Your job is to let her do it. Get out of her way. That's our problem sometimes, right? So the human heart is actually searching for the infinite lasting peace that only Jesus gives. The famous words of St. Augustine, our heart is restless until we rest in thee. That desire inside of you. You think you're going to fulfill it with earthly goods, but you're not. They don't last. Only God can give you the peace that will last. Let's talk about the wedding at Cana. The poor couple at their wedding was growing anxious. Yeah, they had too many guests and not enough wine. That was a big problem, especially in the days of our Lord. That was a huge problem. It still would be a problem today if your guests expected to have alcohol and your bar ran out, right? It's a problem. Mary took care of the problem. At her request, Jesus quietly made some wine. As the head waiter remarked to the groom, "You have saved the best wine until now." Even the groom was surprised. Learn to say, "Mary, I surrender to you as Jesus did. Take care of everything." I like this example of the wedding at Cana because it illustrates the fact that Mary was keeping an eye on things. If we look at the story, there is no indication that anybody approached her and said that there was a problem. Now remember, St. John was very advanced in his theology. So if there was a detail that we were supposed to know, it would have been included there. So if Mary was informed by somebody that the wine had run out, it would be in there if that's something we needed to know. So what I propose is that Mary was watching things as a good mother would do. She recognized that there was a problem. And what did she do? She went to Jesus and informed him of the problem. Now, you may question, well, why did Jesus have to be informed of the problem? He didn't. Because Jesus is a divine person. He knew that there was a problem. How about this? Could it be that there's a reason that God, who inspired all the words of the Bible, right? It's the inspired word of God, wanted us to know that Mary is the best intercessor ever. We look at the example right here. The first miracle of Jesus came about through the intercession of the Blessed Mother. Now remember, she didn't tell Jesus how to fix the problem. All she said was, "They have no wine," period. The wine was gone. The wine wasn't running low. The wine was gone. They have no wine. At that point, Jesus went into action and he fixed the problem. He miraculously turned water into wine at the request of the Blessed Mother. He could do that in your life. You and I, we fall victim to the world. We fall victim to, and I don't want to get especially weird about this, because you might listen to this and say, "Oh, there it goes, Gary, again, talking about the spirit of the world. Yeah, same thing." But it's true. That's why we worry, because we look around us and we say, "Yeah, what am I going to do?" Do you like that sound effect? I try to keep you entertained on this show. But that's what we do. We panic when we look at our lives and we think, "How am I going to get out of this? This is not going to work out. Oh no, what do I do now? All is hopeless." Nothing's hopeless. Stop it. Open your Bible. Come on, let's get real here. The Lord created the entire universe, including you, out of nothing. Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Look at the miracles he performed time and time and time again. The Lord can take care of your problems. And if he doesn't remove them, there's a reason why they still exist. He'll give you the grace to deal with them. Please, trust him. Trust him. He's good for his word. And he is the doer of the impossible. Don't panic. There's no need to panic. Read the Gospels. Such powerful stories. So, and I'm not trying to be too hard on you. I am trying to make an impression, though, and really let you know that if you're worried, open up your Bible. Spend some time in the Adoration Chapel. Try to make it to daily Mass. Get some grace flowing through your veins. You need that grace, because otherwise you are going to be overwhelmed. And yes, turn off the TV sometimes. Don't be glued to the news channels. Eventually you're going to get overwhelmed. Because the world is an ugly place. But you want to keep your eye on the Lord every day. St. Faustina wrote, I only grow anxious when I think of the future. When I live in God's present, I am at peace. I need to read that again because that is a great quote. I only grow anxious when I think of the future. When I live in God's present, I am at peace. So in other words, when you start worrying about what might happen to you in the future, things that don't technically exist yet, you know, anytime we start thinking about something that might happen in the future, that is an imaginary problem. And as I like to say at all of my talks, God doesn't give us the grace to deal with imaginary problems, period. He won't, because they're not real problems at that point in time. That's why they seem so overwhelming. God wants you to focus on the present. That's where He is. That's where you are. You are not guaranteed to be alive tomorrow. So therefore, focus on today. Pardon me. Got a bit of a frog in my throat here. Pardon me. I need to take a sip of my water with lemon so I can get through the rest of this show. Always very important to have my beverage du jour with me here. But God wants you to focus on the present. He's got a job for you today. You're alive right now. Did you thank Him? Did you thank Him for giving you another day? Did you thank Him for getting you to this point? You know, He's counting on you to do His work for Him. He lets us share in His mission. So there are people around you that need to know about Jesus Christ. Make sure you keep that in mind. Sometimes we get so wrapped up in our problems that we forget that. Focus on the present. And if you begin to panic, open your Bible. If that's not enough, pray the Our Father. Pray a formal prayer. Pray a Hail Mary. Pray a Glory Be. So that you're not dwelling on your problems. And just think about the words, Our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. You know, just dwell on the words. Just focus on the words. Picture your Father in heaven. And don't focus on your problems. Let's close with 5 points made by St. Louis de Montfort. Number one, without my mother, my blessed mother, I would be lost. Number two, by saying the Hail Mary, hardened sinners gain a spark of confidence. Number three, Mary is the safe path and a direct road to find Jesus. Number four, knowing their need for her help, souls will go to Mary. And number five, you're going to love this one, Mary's followers live without worry. Why? Because she leads them to Jesus. And when you hang out with Jesus, there is no need to worry because He's got you covered. So that's it. We're going to close there with our first 12-day period. Now tomorrow, we launch into the second phase of this total consecration, according to St. Louis de Montfort. We're going to focus on self-knowledge, seeing ourselves as we really are. Now you might say, Gary, that's going to be ugly. And to which I will respond, yeah, it is going to be ugly because it's painful. We kid ourselves, don't we? We think we're better than we are. We need to see ourselves as we are, not so we can feel badly about ourselves, but so that we can do something about it. Again, the present moment is all we have. If you're sinning all over the place, you better know that so you can do something about it. And with God's grace, all things are possible. Let's close with our prayer, Jesus, living in Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. O Jesus, living in Mary, come and live in your servant. In the spirit of your holiness, in the fullness of your gifts, in the perfection of your ways, in the truth of your virtues, in the communion of your mysteries, subdue within me the power of flesh and demon by your Holy Spirit, for the glory of God the Father. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, there we go. The first 12 days is in the book. Tomorrow we begin the second phase. So really, we got through the longest piece of this preparation, 12 days. Then we're going to do a week on self-knowledge, a week on the Blessed Mother, and a week on Jesus. And guess what? Then it's time, total consecration, October the 7th, the Feast of Our Lady of the Rosary. Mark your calendars now. This is going to be really, really good. Remember, if you need anything, you can email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. Please keep in mind what I said at the beginning of the show. I need your financial donations in order for my work to continue. If you would help me out and let me continue spreading the good news, I would be really grateful. Have yourself a wonderful night. Thanks for tuning in, and God willing, we'll see you tomorrow night.